Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. John 3:3-8. Jesus speaks to this Jewish ruler about the birth of water and the Spirit, by which one is able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The birth of which Jesus speaks is a spiritual birth, and the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Jesus uses this marvelous example of the wind, which we cannot see, to help Nicodemus understand the nature of the kingdom of which he will become king. Standing before Pilate, Jesus emphatically declared, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. John 18:36. Later in the ministry of Jesus, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:20-21. The spiritual birth of water and the Spirit makes one a citizen of this spiritual kingdom of God. As John introduces Christ in the beginning of this gospel, he speaks concerning rebirth. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:12-13. As one enters the physical world by birth, so we enter into the kingdom of God by birth. Peter's directive to the hearers at Pentecost was, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. This is the birth of water and the Spirit, whereby we enter into the kingdom of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.